Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line, I believe it's Bendita. Bendita, good morning.
Boketo, Howard. Just to give you a thumbs up, I'm walking in Ethel Gray Park, and I was dancing in my Crocs. I'm not embarrassed.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to end this call. Did you say you in your Crocs? No, Bendita, you're better than that. You're better than that. Do they even allow Crocs into Ethel Gray Park? I never would have thought. In Melrose.
Nobody can see me right now.
Oh, okay.
Everybody thinks it's raining, but it's not. Morning, Howard.
All right. So there you are in Ethel Gray Park in the rain, in your Crocs, but we're not telling anybody. No, because you have a reputation, Bendita. I mean, I don't know you, but I'm sure you have you're better than that. Either way, give us your view on, we were talking about satire and public figures, Rabbonim, community leaders. Should they be excluded? Should they be a no-go area? What's your thought?
I definitely believe that anybody in a leadership position needs to understand that they're going to be criticized. I mean, in Pirkei Avot, it says that true leaders don't want to be the leaders because they know what leadership comes with. It comes with hardship, and inside of you, you're going to have to be very, very okay with yourself, very okay with the systems that you're going to use to consult, and okay with being transparent. And I think right now, in terms of what we're seeing happening around the entire world, in our own Jewish community in South Africa, in our little sphere of influence, leaders are coming under huge, huge criticism. And what I'm seeing, and, you know, I recall you talking about the UOS situation, creating a crisis. It was a difficult situation for you to say that. Leaders are being criticized today around the entire world.
Because there's definitely been a change in the style of leadership. You know, when I always compare it to JFK, when he was allegedly having these affairs or whatever he was doing, nobody really knew about it because the information was controlled at that stage by publications. All of a sudden, everybody's on social media. People have a voice. People ask different questions. And there's, which means, and what you're saying is absolutely right, is there's a different level of transparency. That's perhaps why people are coming under more fire. What that really means to me, and I'd love your thoughts on that, is that means, well, you've said it, you need to be okay with yourself, but you also need to be okay with your imperfections. So there's no more putting people on a massive pedestal and saying, well, we can't even question or look at this person because they're perfect. I think perfection is very, very last century.
I couldn't agree with you more, Howard. You know, in fact, when you were talking to Ray Lee, I was thinking about Bibi Netanyahu. And I was thinking just when he came out and said, my people, Israel, Jews around the world, I did something wrong and I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it. And these are the amends I'm going to make. I tell you, I think that would, I mean, it's a very fine strategy to take because it can go out of way. But I mean, I think we've all seen, I mean, the Rebbe has told people that he's the most amazing leader and the world may rest on it. The Bible codes are showing that. And phenomenal. I mean, Israel is done now, but he's got a sword of Damocles hanging over him. And I think he needs to come clean. And there's nothing wrong with coming clean. You know, people, you know, Jacob Zuma, for example, he knows he was wrong. Why does he not go into the Zondo Commission hearing? Because the guy's smart enough to know that he was wrong. And it then gives you a sense of what is the internal value system of that person. What is it? Is it for the people that they lead or is it not? Is it for themselves? And so I think the issue of, you know, it always goes back to what's in the soul, what is in the value system of that leader. And I think leaders need to be who they really, really are in the face of the people that follow them, in the face of their family, in the face of their friends. And I think that's a very big problem with politicians, because they are not showing their truth.
There's no authenticity. And unfortunately, what's happening in Israel, and that's the discussion that we started off having, is I think that when you've got rabbinic leaders, religious leaders, and getting involved in politics, you can't claim that you are protected because you're a religious leader. It just simply can't work that way if you're putting yourself forward. But in fact, what you're saying is it goes beyond that. And that is that that you have to be so comfortable with yourself because people are demanding an authenticity. Taking a look at some of the other other messages, the argument makes sense, but does Rav Kanievsky fall into the same category as politicians? I think he's entitled to a higher degree of respect. He didn't put himself in the public arena. He's there because of the esteem in which he is held. I'd love your thoughts on that. Henry says, if you want to be called Your Excellency, then you had better ensure that you are excellent. And Jenny says, leaders also need to acknowledge that they hold accountability to the people that they serve. Those that don't should be removed. This is a global phenomenon, not just a communal one. Absolutely right, Jenny. Bendita, thank you. And please, next time you call in, make sure that you have something more respectable on your feet. So that you can hold your head up with a pride. It is 8:19. That was Bendita chatting to us, giving us her view. Please feel free to call in, give us yours. 010140 3020. Renee says Netanyahu has not had his day in court. He's innocent until proven guilty. Slander has made his situation worse. We don't know the real story. Look what he did to Trump. It is disgusting. Call in 010140 3020. I'd love you to get involved in that conversation. I think it's an important one. Renee, what is important as well is the swiftness of justice. And unfortunately, we've seen it here. I'm not talking about Netanyahu, although he does fall into this category. Unfortunately, what happens with politicians often is when they're accused of something, they say, I demand my day in court, but then spend the next 5 to 10 years avoiding doing that. That's why I believe very strongly here in South Africa, when there is a allegation of corruption, that person should be suspended without pay until they've had their day in court. That'll encourage it to happen quicker. And if it doesn't, well, then that tells us the story as well. Of course, we are talking about a few different issues at the same time. When we're talking about the satire about Rav Kanievsky, it's not about corruption. It's not about anything like that. It's very simply a question as to whether there should be no-go areas when it comes to satire. And I don't know that we can treating this like every other country treats politicians. As Unsign said, isn't this a person of great esteem? The problem is, if they get involved in politics, what happens then? Your thoughts on 34519 or 061-895-1019. Also, give us a shout on 010140 3020.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.